So it says, Yasu Aaron at Teishiti, Mamasai Mechaiti Orko, Yamamachaiti Rachbo, Yamamachaiti Kamaso, Tisosozov Tor, Mbais Mechutsi Tapenu, Bisisol of Zerzov Sov, Zerzov Soviv, Yasaklo Abat, Abo Sov, and the Sata Abar for Amo Sov, State Abos, also Ahos, State Abos, also Shanis. So it talks about in creating the ark, that the ark is the only, I don't want to call it a vessel of the Beis Hamikdash. This is a machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban, whether it's considered part of the clay mikdash or if it's separate. But it's the only thing that was built that had uneven dimensions. So, first of all, it was an amma and a half long, an amma and a half wide, and an amma and a half deep. So, that's the only thing created that had halves. All the others were full ammas. Another thing that's unique about the ark was that it was really three boxes. It had gold on the inside, wood in the middle, and gold on the outside. And that the staves that were there, as it says, "V'tabos aron yu abadim lo yasur menu v'nasata el aron esvaidos shatein alecha," and it'll have staves that will remain in the ark. That once it's an ark, the staves will never come out. That's another unique thing. All the other vessels, when they were put down in the Mishkan, the Beit HaMikdash, the staves, the poles came out, not so with the ark. So there are all sorts of different things we learn out from all of these different unique attributes of the ark. One thing we learn out is that these half measures instead of full measures, and that you can never be full in learning Torah. It's always more you can learn, it's always incomplete. So that's the half measure. The wood in the middle, as opposed to the other vessels, which were all solid metal, is that the wood has to continually grow. That it's something that is able to grow. And we saw in the Beis HaMikdash that when they put up the wood on the walls, they grew fruit. And as it shows that they were dynamic, even though they were cut from the ground and separated, they were still able to bring payers. And that's the idea also by the Aaron. That Aaron, which is representative of the repository of Torah, like the rest of us, it should be gold on the outside, gold on the inside. That it shouldn't just be looks one way on the outside and the on the inside or something different, but it should be completely the same. There's all sorts of things the Beis Halevi brings down. That about those kehilos that don't treat their rabbi properly, that they may have have a nice from the outside they'll have a nice outer coat, but on the inside he's not able to eat, he has no food. So they say that's another thing, that's a lesson for the kehilah. But anyway, and then finally the notion of the poles is another thing. That in other words, all the other vessels, okay. You put them down, but we can't exist for a moment without Torah. Therefore, the poles always have to be there. We have to be able to ready to grab and go. Not to quote the commercials today, we have to grab and go with the Torah. That it always has to be ready to travel with us, to go with us, because without Torah, we're not able to take even one step. The Torah, the blueprint of the Rebbeinu Shem in creating this world, the blueprint that was given over to mankind in order for us to bring the Rebbeinu Shem back down and make the ultimate home for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Beis HaMikdash, the Beis HaShlishi, she rebuilt in our time.